Okay, my name is David Sladke, and we're here at the campground, and it's June 22nd, and I'm with
Denise DeVera
and Larry DeVera.
Camp host extraordinaire.
Thank you for hosting us and for the wood and everything.
You're very
it's awesome.
Welcome.
So we have a question for that we've been asking for people. Mm-hmm. If you had some advice for a younger you or a younger me, what would it be? Life advice or whatever you want?
I think for me it would be life advice. I went to high school and took industrial art type things. I was interested in printing. So when I got when I graduated high school, I didn't go to college. I went straight into printing. I went into an apprenticeship with a little mom and pop print shop dealing with letterpress and actually hand-setting type. This is 1969. And from there, I met my wife, Denise, now.
In high school.
We met in high school. And we had, we knew each other since the eighth grade. In high school, we started dating. We graduated in 69, got married in 1972. I had no inkling of wanting to go to college because I had a trade that I could do it.
Yeah, right, right.
And my thought then was, there's printers everywhere. I could go wherever I wanted.
Sure.
I like to be outside, so I could go to Minnesota, go to Colorado, be a printer. Well, life happened, and we got married. So I'll let her talk a little bit about her life experience.
Same kind of story. I wish I'd gone to college. I did not. I was saying when we were talking earlier after you left that I really wish I'd gone, but had I gone to college, I may not have this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm. But I think
how many years?
Celebrated our 47th anniversary last month.
Congratulations. That's
thank
really
you.
Awesome.
Thank you. And so I was fortunate enough to find my life partner at a tender age, and so did it make life a little more difficult? Yeah, probably. But
because financially or
I think so.
One of the things that we just retired last year, or she retired last year, and now we're at Camp Host now, and this is what we wanted to do after retirement. Being in the trades, I worked my way from being a typesetter, handset typesetter, to production managers, middle management type things, and then finally to plant managers and to bigger places along the way. And it was based on my history of what I'd gone through and done in the printing industry to be able to do that. And luckily computers came along so that, the skills that I didn't have from college, they're right there bundled up in a computer.
Sure.
So went into that. Was in the printing industry for 48 years working, and it was I had a hip replacement in the last place I worked, came back, and in 2 weeks they eliminated my position.
Oh no.
So I retired earlier than she did.
Okay.
But again, I was in the printing industry. I went into sales and sold supplies to printers that I knew from around the country.
So really, you stayed in something that you've loved all your life too,
right?
Which has been
everything has changed in the printing industry. Chicago used to be a major hub in the world, and with the advent of the computers and things like that, it just dwindled down.
Right.
But my wife worked for a big corporation, which enabled us to do what we wanted to do after retirement because she had a pension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wasn't in the unions. Or
Didn't.
I worked in seven places in my span of time, and none of them had a good retirement gig type of thing. Not until the 401ks, things like that. But she was working at...
I was at Baxter Healthcare for 37 years.
Oh, okay.
Started as a filing clerk and ended up as a financial analyst.
Oh, cool.
So, it was trying, but, it's been very good. Working for the company was very good for us in the end.
Sure, right.
So,
right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, he used to say, I'd come home and, you know, corporate America. I'm gonna do this stupid thing. And you go, that's corporate America for you. And when we started talking about retirement, and we're working with a financial advisor, and he's like, he goes, oh, well, you know, you got your pension, so blah, blah, blah. He goes, you guys would be fine because you got your pension. And he goes, oh, my, glad you work for corporate. For corporate.
Eat your words, right?
Exactly.
Pretty much.
I tried the corporate thing. I worked in printing for Baxter, too. It was just, you know, it was not good
for
me.
It was not good for him.
Yeah,
I worked in the basement.
Right.
But, you know, my parents were both immigrants. My mother came from Scotland. My father came from the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
My father worked for Northwestern University. He was a head chef.
Wow.
And so he built, you know, he went to school for, he was an artist, and he couldn't find anything to do in art. He would draw, and he was an amazing person. But he also knew how to cook. That's, I learned how to cook from
and
him.
I was smart enough to marry a man who knew how to
cook. There you go. My son's a chef, too.
Really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Really.
That's awesome.
What's the secret for 47 years?
We laugh a lot.
Okay.
We don't go to bed mad.
Don't go to bed mad.
Not usually.
Not usually. Every now and then. What's the one?
And laugh a lot. How do you find laughter? Where do you find that?
We've got so many goofy little weird things that we've acquired over the years.
I may be a senior, but I've never grown up.
That's true. That's very true.
Stay young. Yeah.
Absolutely. But we laugh all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got our good jokes and stuff, and it's funny. Our daughter has been dating her boyfriend for 6-7 years now or mm-hmm. something. I was like, oh, you are dating your dad. And that's what she was looking for. She was looking for her dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she, you know, she knows that we've got the relationship we've got.
Right, right.
And, she, you know, she knows we're me sometimes, but more often than not, we're good.
Yep. Cool. And now at the, you know, during our retirement, we're doing what we've always wanted to do. We started camping here in the early 70s.
Did you? Here?
Here.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you know it well.
It was a different place, and the trees weren't as big and things like that, but it's my life dream to be out in this type of setting.
He's always wanted to be a, you know, a fishing guide. So now
his job
is to go fishing.
Is to go fishing and tell people where to go fishing.
It's a job to go fishing, right?
Yeah, poor baby.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
But we have a good sense of humor. And our daughter, who's 43 now,
yep,
she is. She's got the same sense of humor we have, so we all have fun when
Hang
we get together. And,
it's a sick world. We're happy people.
Exactly.
Somebody's probably at our trailer.
So you can. Oh yeah, somebody's barking. Besides the gnats, right?
Right.
Yep.
Great place today.
It is.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Besides the gnats and a little bit of rain.
Yeah. Thanks for the vanilla perfume to
You're
keep
welcome.
Those gnats
You're
away.
Welcome. Right. You know, you may not have a shower, but y'all gonna smell good anyway.
We are. Amen. Okay. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Sure.